Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker is Thurman Scrivener, Senior Pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Heaven is a Local Call from Here, already in progress.
Praise the Lord. I wondered how Jeff was going to come out with that. $1,000, I thought, wow, everybody's charging $1,000, and then he comes over here, and we're free. We got the golden phone, and it's free. And that's why we can do what we do. That's why we give everything away and everything at healing schools and everything else. We don't charge for nothing, don't have nothing, and everything that God does is free. Aren't y'all glad?
Yes.
Aren't we glad we got both faith and hope? We have faith and hope. I guarantee that Jeff is right. So much of the time, people lose their healing because they give up before they give God time to get it done. And that's real easy to do. You know, I mean, if it's your body, it's your flesh, and especially if it's hurting, you want some relief. So you go to a doctor instead of waiting on Jesus. And so, but I know how it is. I've been there and done that myself. I know it's tough to walk in faith. It's definitely hard to walk in faith. In fact, one of the young ladies that come in a while ago, I asked her a question. I said, are you walking in love? And she said, it's so hard. Is it hard to walk in love? Yes, it is. But that's the only commandment God gave us. But I didn't read anywhere in the Word where God said anything was going to be easy. Did you? In fact, I remember reading in there where he said, I guarantee if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. You're going to have trials and tests and troubles, huh? And that pretty well farmed out to be true in all these years you and I have lived, isn't it right?
Right.
Yeah, we've had our trials and tests, and we know they're still there, and there's still going to be some more. It was kind of funny the way it all worked out when Jeff was telling everybody out there that he was coming to the Living Savior Ministries when the guy asked him, well, what did they say about this? And he said, I don't know. I haven't called them yet. I will have to say, if Jeff had called me the Tuesday before he called, in other words, if instead of calling the Tuesday he called, if the Tuesday before that, a week earlier, if Jeff had a call and said, Pastor, I'm supposed to come to your ministry, at that point I had no word from God. I didn't know that. I would have said, well, I don't need any help right now. And I really didn't think I needed any help at the time. We were doing all right. But when a prophet tells you on Friday night that he's fixing to send an Assembly of God pastor to help you out, and on the next Tuesday, the guy calls and says, I'm an Assembly of God pastor from California. The Lord told me to come be a part of your ministry. What are you going to do? Well, I'll tell you what I asked him. I said, do you have enough money to get here? And he said, yes, I do. I said, well, then come on. I will have to say that the first time Dave was with me when we was flying in the airplane and was flying in total clouds, and we were coming to an airport that did not have an approved approach, and it was night, and I'm looking at a GPS screen, and Dave said, Thurman, the area is 00 visibility. I said, well, we have a covenant God, and I need to be able to turn left in about a mile, and we're going 200 miles an hour, so it don't take but just a second. I said, I need to be able to turn left in about a second, Lord, and I need to see the end of the runway clear. And about that time, I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. And Dave's sitting right there, and all of a sudden, right to my left, a tunnel right in the middle of all that fog just cleared to the end of the runway. You can see the end of the runway just as clear as a bell. And we landed that airplane, and we've done this several times now in different places and different things. And finally, after I guess two or three times of seeing that over the years, Dave made this statement to me. He said, you know a God that I don't even know exists. No, I knew a God that had created me in his image and his likeness, and I knew I was his son, and I knew I was the righteousness of God in Christ, and that's the thing that separated me from everybody else. I knew who I was in Christ. How did I learn that? I spent years and years and years studying the Word. And when I learned that I am a son of God, I have dominion and authority, that's why the many times that I have stood, just like I remember one time when the tornado, my nephew was here painting trucks, And we had a TV out in the shop, and it said there's a tornado fixing to hit the ground close to Justin, Texas, and it's going northeast. Well, my nephew said, Thurman, we're northeast. Of course, all kinds of black clouds everywhere. We walked out there. I walked out there, and there was that tornado right down here between here and Justin, fixing to come down to hit the ground. You could see it just swirling like crazy. He says, where are we going to run? I said, Chuck, we're not going to run and hide anywhere. I said, we are sons of God, and we have dominion and authority over that. Did you not hear Dave say that? So I said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you and command you to go back up in those clouds and do no damage to nobody. And that thing just went right back up and totally disappeared. And we were painting trucks, and my nephew said, I've got to know how you did that. I said, well, let's go to the house and get the Bible and have a glass of tea and rest a little while, and I'll show you how I did that. And so we went to my house, me and him and his buddy that was helping him, his friend. We went over there, and we sat there for about 2 hours. We had a Bible study about the dominion and power and authority that we have if we know who we are in Christ. And just like Dave said, that's how I have walked in divine health the last 35 years. I know I'm a son of God. I know I'm seated at the right hand of God with him. I mean, doesn't the scripture say that? You really got to believe you're a son of God. When you really get to the point where you believe that you are a son of God, a joint heir with Christ, whether you be a man or a woman, you're either a son of God or a daughter of God, a child of God. And when you realize who you are, then you begin to act like that. I mean, as a child of God, do you think I would go out and commit adultery on my wife? I mean, sons of God don't do that. You know, I mean, there may be some that call themselves sons of God that are running around with other women, and other women run around with men and doing all kinds of stupid things, but they have no clue who they are. Because sons of God don't do like that, do they? No. Sons of God, they don't do that. Sons of God obey God, and they walk in obedience to his word. Sons of God don't go around confessing or professing or cussing somebody else out. They don't speak like that, do they? They understand that as sons of God, we act like sons of God. When we act like sons of God, then we repent of all sin, and all of us have committed sin, unfortunately. But when we confess our sin, with the covenant we have with God, with that covenant, we are now restored. And now then, we can speak, once we get the sin confessed, knowing we're sons of God, we can speak or get somebody that does know how to do this. We can speak directly to our sickness and disease. We can command it to leave us. And what does it have to do? It has to go away. Now then, there's times God will put you to the test. I mean, there'll be pain and stuff on you, and you'll think, this is not working. And I'll just tell you a quick one right quick, and then we'll stop and take our break. Here a few years ago, well, many years ago, when I was working as an engineer for a company, I was down in between two big 50-horse boilers when the young man that worked for me, he did not know I was between those boilers, and he went over and pulled a blowdown valve with a big 2-inch valve that blowed 250-degree water and steam out onto the floor to blow down that boiler, and I happened to be standing right there. And when he went 250-degree water, when it hits your leg, you know what it does to the skin? It just takes it off. And so I screamed, hey! And man, he shut that valve off. He said, yeah. I said, I was standing between the boilers. You blew it down. And of course, I was pulling my britches leg up, and the skin was just melting off of my leg falling on the floor. And he said, oh, my goodness, Mr. Scrivener, I have ruined you. And he ran to the front to get the general manager. And the general manager came back, and when he looked at my leg, he said, oh, my God, he said, you're ruined. I said, no, I'm not. I said, I'm going to be okay. And he said, let me take you to the doctor. So I, okay, so they run me over there, and, of course, I'm claiming the word of God and the promises of God, and we get over there. And when the doc finally does look at me, he said, well, you really done a good job. I mean, you have just debrided this thing all by yourself. He said, you got first, second, third degree burns. And he said, you won't walk on this leg for at least 8 weeks. I told him, I said, Doc, I'm going to walk on this leg today. I said, this is not a problem. I said, I am a son of God and Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, because I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He's going to do a supernatural healing on my leg. I guarantee it. Now then, within 1 week, that leg was completely healed. In 1 week. Now see, you got to know who you are. You got to declare the word of God. Well, over the years, I've had no problem with that leg whatsoever until here a while back. I kind of got a little angry and bitter at some folks, and my leg kind of came back and created a problem. And you might not understand, but I spoke a miracle over a man that happened. It was such an awesome miracle. And then when the guy called me and told me if I didn't tell the story right, he was going to sue me, I got mad at him. So anyway, I hope you can understand that I got back into flesh. And so by getting back into flesh, I opened the door to the enemy. And the enemy attacked me in my left leg. Well, Cheryl saw my leg that night, and whenever she looked at it, she said, oh, my goodness, look at your leg. It's terrible. And I told her, I said, yes, I repent of my sin. I got bitter with somebody, but I said, now I've got it all taken care of. And so I said, no problem, honey, I'll be okay. Well, the next morning when I woke up to go to work, Cheryl woke up too, and she said, let me see your leg. I said, well, okay, but it's okay. And so she looked at it, she said, it's not okay. Look at it. Look at your leg. I mean, it's got blood, red-looking stuff, blisters and everything all over your leg. And I said, honey, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am seated at the right hand of the Father, and I have dominion over everything, including this body that I live in. So I said, I'm taking authority over this leg, and I'm going to go to work. And Cheryl said, honey, you get back in that bed. You know, and you lay down there and you elevate your foot, and I'm going to put some stuff, I'm going to anoint you with oil and pray. I said, no, I've already prayed. I said, I'm going to be okay. Now, you know, it's hard when you got a good woman that really loves you. She's thinking about you, but she doesn't at this time realize where I was in my faith walk. And so when she commanded me to get back in bed, I told her, no, honey. I said, sick people stay in bed. Well people go to work.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Heaven is a Local Call from Here, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.